If you're like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch is probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no, no, no.
Witch Police Radio.
Welcome to Witch Police Radio. This is a bit of a different episode. It's kind of something that snuck into the queue of the episodes I have recorded and ready to release because it's very time sensitive. And the guests on this episode are people who were kind of on the podcast before. 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when we did one of the online Manitoba podcast festivals, I had you on to talk about your show. And that's kind of what we're doing today. But there's a lot of things going on right now when you're hearing this. So I think the best way to start this off is if the two of you want to introduce yourselves and give a bit of background about what your show is, or was, however you want to call it, and then we'll sort of go from there. So yeah, go right ahead, introduce yourselves, talk about Two Big Girls.
Ray, you want to start, or you want me to start? You can go ahead, Cupcake, you can start. Well, my name is Cupcake, and my real name is Alisa, but everybody called me Cupcake. Two Big Girls has been around for about 6 years. We've done live streams most every Fridays. Throughout that 6 years, we do a video podcast, so like live streaming, and we've smoked a lot of weed. We've had a lot of guests. We've, you know, accidentally microdosed a little too much on mushrooms before. But we just love to have fun. We've been at events. We've emceed things. We've had a blast over this last 6 years.
Cool.
Nailed it. And I'm Ray Ray. I just smoked a lot of weed, and I was there for the ride.
right on.
Much more than that.
it's been fun to watch your show because, I mean, like, you know, we've been doing this whole Manitoba podcast community, whatever thing for a number of years now, and meeting all these people doing different shows. And you were both sort of part of that, is how I first was introduced to you. And it's been cool to see it go from this, like, you know, very DIY thing to still DIY, but the production values have increased, and you have these fancy intros, and there's like, it just seems like it's really grown in popularity and in just sort of like the quality of the program. I guess you're still getting high every time, but it's, you know, it's changed. Like it's turned into something much slicker, and it's been really cool to see that happen. Unfortunately, the reason we're talking today is because that is about to come to an end with one last show. And so, I mean, normally this isn't something that would have happened, right? I mean, you guys were probably intending to continue doing this show for a long time. I mean, probably as long as I've been doing this and onward, right? It seems like a fun way to get together and talk about your favorite subject. but things have obviously changed. And I mean, there's a medical reason why this is happening. It's not just you're stopping because you want to stop. It's been kind of forced upon you, right?
Yeah, we really thought that we'd be doing Two Big Girls till we were like 90 years old. Just like, old granny smoking weed in my basement. So like a month ago, I had a blood clot in my brain that caused a stroke. So now because of that, they're like, no THC ever again. I can't consume it. I can't smoke it. I can't be around it. So it was a very hard decision to like talk to Cupcake and be like, 'cause at first I was like, we're just going to take a break.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back at it, you know, but not going against what my neuro doctor and all my family doctors and everybody, they're like, you can't, because once you've had a stroke and the THC, I'll make it likely to have another stroke. So I just got to stay away from it, which is not good. It sucks. It really sucks. But yeah, at the end of the day, it is what it is. So yeah, we had to make that hard decision to not continue doing the smoke sessions. We're still going to be Two Big Girls, right? Like, we can still do events. We'll still be at events. You know, I just can't do the smoke sesh because our studio is a little studio and we hotbox it. And so we can't do that anymore.
Well, and not dying is more important than, like, you know, doing the show the same way you've been doing over the past
exactly.
years. Yeah.
Exactly. So
that's, that's crazy, though, like, that much of a sort of a definitive, no, you can't do this anymore. Because, I mean, you know, you always hear about, obviously, that's a major health event, but you always hear about people saying, okay, cut down on this, cut down on that. But this is like a hard no, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were, like, really serious about it. Because I was I'm a cigarette smoker as well. So because they did all these tests and they couldn't find out where the blood clot came from, the doctors are pretty much, well, in order for you to make sure that it's not going to happen again, you're on medication for the rest of your life and you can't smoke anything, can't drink anything.
Well,
you have to live like the most up, you know, super, super healthy lifestyle. So, you know, I'm a single mom and I got my daughters. So I'm not trying to mess around with it. A lot of people are like, get second opinions. But I, at the end of the day, I'm not going against what the doctor says.
Yeah.
I do have a family doctor that is very for the cannabis and not against it. So if he is telling me, like, I'm sorry, you can't, like, I'm going to listen to him. They did tell me that I could have, like, CBD gummies, okay, right? Because he repairs brain tissue. But as for smoking anything, no, that's a hard no.
And that's, is that ever going to change, or is that kind of a lifetime ban here?
I think it's kind of, right now, it's looking like it's a lifetime thing. I don't know if, you know, maybe 20 years down the line, I get another MRI and see how things are going, or, like, you know, I think it's just once you've had the stroke, you're more susceptible. Thank you. I can't say the word.
I've seen, like, some of the other streams where that word has come up too. Yeah, it's good.
So there's a higher chance that it could happen again, especially too, because it started happening in the middle of our smoke sesh. So I thought I was greening out,
yeah,
but it was starting to happen. So that's really terrifying too, because I have felt like that before, but not to the extreme that it happened last time. So now that's got me thinking, like, was it giving me a little bit of symptoms because I was smoking so much weed, or was now? And now I feel like, too, if I were to smoke weed, I would just be paranoid the entire time.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. More than most people do. Right. Yeah. 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 That's crazy. And it's crazy. You have it on camera. Like, you can watch this happening to yourself. I mean, not the whole event, but leading up to it, right?
Starting it, the start of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like I didn't realize that I'd only smoked two joints with our guest because Cupcake was doing her her weed vape.
Okay,
and we were talking, and then I just started slurring my words, and then I just stopped right away, and I was like, "Oh, sorry guys, I'm just too baked," and we started laughing. But then I was like feeling weird, right? So I didn't smoke the rest of the sesh, and it wasn't until later on that I was like, "Oh no, that was the start of the stroke." So
that's
wild.
It
was
pretty
crazy. Yeah.
So what is
that? Yeah, it was very freaky.
Cupcake, what is this like for you then? I mean, you know, obviously you don't want your friend to die. That is important.
Exactly. That's utmost importance. Yeah.
But what was your reaction when you realized, like, when you found out that this was not just, like, this was way more serious than maybe it seemed when you were doing the smoke sesh?
Yeah, well, it made a bit more sense, but it was also, like, really shocking because just the way that she kept, like, snapping out of the kind of, you know, act of stroke was, like, super... super different, right? So I was really worried about her. I was like, I was really freaked out at first because, like, her first kind of more serious episode happened right at the end of the show, like right after we were live. And, like, our guest and I had to kind of, like, help her not fall off the stool at the end and stuff.
Wow.
And, like, it was really freaky, but, like, yeah. And then, you know, there's also, like, there was a little bit of that guilt where it was like, how did I not realize that it was, you know, actually a stroke and, like, not her just greening out? Yeah, there was, like, tons of emotions and, you know, tons of emotions even with, like, the show ending and stuff. But exactly, like you said, like, her life and her health are absolutely the most important thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said to her, we're always going to be the two big girls. We're always going to be Cupcake and Ray Ray. Nothing is ever going to stop that. So, you know, like, it's okay. Like, it's all right. We'll find a new path. I still love her to death, you know, like, well, not to death.
just before death, almost all the way to death, but not quite
like,
there
yet. No, yeah. not to death. Yeah. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's going to be a new journey for us. And yeah, the most important thing is, like, I'm just so grateful that whatever, you know, whether it was like a guardian angel or whatever the hell it was that night that, like, yeah, just kept me here. Like, I'm just grateful for whatever the hell that was.
Yeah.
And as much as, like, as I'm not allowed to, like, smoke weed anymore, I'm still a big advocate for it, right? Like, I still see the medicinal parts of it and how it's so good for people. And, like, you know, I'm still for weed. Yeah. I just unfortunately can't smoke it anymore. You know, so, you know, that's, I think, being a part of Two Big Girls Too, was we always kind of advocated for the use of marijuana and showed everybody that, you know, you can still use it day to day life and use it instead of using pills or, you know, whatever. So I just, unfortunately, because of what happened, I just can't use it. And I don't want people thinking that it's because I smoked weed that I had a stroke. Right? Like, that's not why, you know, I don't want to be like, okay, guys, I almost died because I smoked weed. That's not what it was. They're just saying like, yo, we don't know what it's from. So you just can't chance it.
Don't chance it.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. So I do want to get into what you're planning for this last show, but what, I mean, I know this is still obviously up in the air, but do you have ideas for what's going to happen next? And the reason that I'm bringing this up now is because you, like I said at the beginning, you built up this show. You have an audience. You have people who, you know, are sitting there chatting away to you during the live stream announcement about the show ending. Like, there's obviously people who like what you do and who are tuning in week after week. So, I mean, whatever you do next, you kind of have a built-in audience, right? People who have followed you along this. Maybe they're just there to hear about weed, maybe not. But, like, I mean, they're tuning into you, right? So, do you have ideas? Like, are you planning on sort of using that, I guess, like, notoriety you have to go on to something else, or is that still way in the future? Silence.
I told Cupcake, like, I'm open to still do something, right? Like, I think, like, when we announced it on our live social media, like, people are giving us ideas, right? They're like, go do couch reviews, right? Go sit on my couch and, like, you know. And so, like, obviously, just like Cupcake and I being together, like, we have that relationship already, especially like on camera too. Yeah. We just vibe so well together and off of each other. And, like, you know, I think in the future, if we did want to do like another show or do something, or you know, Two Bake Girls actually do baking, or like, you know, something like that. I think, because we do have people that watch us that don't even smoke weed. So, yeah. You know, so I think that you'll see something from us. We'll come up with something, like,
for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not like right away. We'll take a bit of a break so that, you know, both of us, like, I was just thinking the other day, like, what we've actually been through in the last 6 years that we have been doing this show together. Like, we've been through a global pandemic.
Yep.
You know, Ray had a stroke. I had cancer. There was a clot in my brain too, which I've had treated, you know? So, like, we've been through all of these things. Like, we've made it through all that. So, yeah, like, we're definitely coming back with something.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
Or a Halloween show. So we love our Halloween show, right? Like, every year we just dress up as the most random whatever. So
yeah, your costumes are amazing. I'd have to say, like, the past years, they're awesome.
Thank you. So, like, we definitely know that it's still going to be a lot of fun. It'll be my first ever smoke sesh that I'm not smoking. So, like, that'll be different. Maybe I'll actually remember to do things and say things. But yeah, so I think we wanted to play like some of our best clips, you know, some of our best memories that we have, or, you know, and then kind of do clips from guests that have been on. So yeah, it's kind of still a little up in the air. I mean, it's coming up in a week, but yeah, it might be a little bit longer than an hour. We'll see. We know we always cut it off at an hour, but
we don't have to. This is a special occasion, right?
Yeah. And we also, started a hotline for the episode so people can send us text while we're live.
Can they call in, or is it just for text?
Yeah. Well, I think probably just text, because then it's a little bit easier to control and stuff.
Yeah.
Just in case the calls are coming when we're like doing something.
Yeah.
Like, you could call, and then if we're done talking to you, we'll just hang out. Like,
you can, you know what? I didn't test the app for calls, but yeah, people, if they want to try to call, we may not answer. We may hang up on you. Who knows?
Like, to be honest, like, please hold.
Yeah. We've been talking too long. Goodbye.
That would be funny. Do you ever think that all this shit you went through, like you just said, I mean, all the medical stuff and the pandemic and everything else, like, is there any chance of the universe telling you not to do a podcast?
We're just like not listening.
Yeah, you know, listening. You know, it's keep warning after warning after warning. Yeah, like, please stop.
Well, we're not one to follow rules anyway.
Apparently,
yeah. We don't listen. We run it for it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I guess we'll see how much better our lives get over the time that we're not podcasting, and
right,
then we can compare. Yeah,
right. You suddenly win the lottery, and, like, you know, yeah, all these amazing things happen. Then yeah, it's a sign.
Yeah,
you need to stop hanging out together.
Like, okay, the universe was trying to say something.
Yeah. So just to get back to sort of the way the show has gone over the past 6 years, like, all of the the talking and smoking part, obviously you had that down before you even started doing this, but all the technical stuff, is that all self-taught? Like, did you DIY figure out how to do all of this as far as the video? Because, I mean, you know, I record the video of these, but I just record the raw Zoom video. There's no bells and whistles. I have a tiny light shining in my face right now, and that's about it, right? But you have, like, I mean, your show is, the production values are high. Is it all self-taught, or did you have some kind of resource to help you figure it out?
Yeah, I bought the computer. Alisa Cupcake taught herself how to use it.
Cool.
Like, she's taught herself, you know, I own all the things. I don't know how to use any of the things. Cupcake literally taught herself how to use, like, the streaming, like, OBS and everything like that. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. So, was it hard? Like, or was it, like, how much work goes into figuring that out? Because it seems like a lot.
It's a lot. Like, there's definitely been, like, trial and error, you know, moments and things like that.
I've heard swearing from the studio.
Yeah, I would definitely curse a lot. You know, like, if somebody that would, like, sit me down and be like, show me how OBS works, like, I don't really know. I just kind of know how to do what I know how to do. And that, you know, it gets us our stream. So it's enough, you know. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not, like, super, super knowledgeable in it all. But I got, like, really, really hooked on Canva and, like, creating and stuff. So, like, I've definitely noticed even how, like, my graphics have improved over the years and stuff too. So yeah, I just started to really enjoy doing those things and, like, creating the thumbnails. And
yeah, it's definitely like an art to it, I think, for even the thumbnails, right? I mean, like, people post videos and mine, half of them, someone's like this, like, in the middle of a conversation, and it looks horrible. But yeah, there's a benefit to doing all that stuff, which is I think a lot of people don't want to learn how to do it, or don't want to even bother with it at all, because something like this, a lot of people just focus on the talking part, right? That's sort of the main thrust of what you're doing. But yeah, there's all these other crazy side things that it's cool that you're able to figure them out.
Thank you. Yeah.
For this, I guess another, before I get into what I was going to say, all of your old episodes are still going to stay up, right? That whole archive of content is online in perpetuity.
Yes.
So how many episodes are we at now at this point?
Pardon me?
How many episodes are you numbering the middle, or?
I haven't numbered them, but what was, like, our anniversary?
200, so we're probably close to 300.
So you have hours and hours and hours of content at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, we have over 200 episodes for sure.
So if someone wants to make an AI clone of your voices there.
Well, damn it.
There's that.
It's so funny. I'm so paranoid when people call because they can, like, record your voice saying certain things right over the phone.
But you're on the internet.
I don't even answer the phone saying hello anymore. I just kind of grunt.
Not realizing that, but it doesn't even help that, like, my voice is all over the internet. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's kind of awesome.
You're funny.
Maybe that's the future of the show. You just get, you know, clone your own voices and type in stuff as if you're still smoking. It can seem like, I don't know. So
do a little AI version.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Obviously, you know, people will want to tune in to see what's going to happen next when it happens. But for the show, it's coming out on the 25th. Is that the right date?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so this is the same format as usual for the most part, where it's sort of the Friday night, you know, turn on YouTube or Facebook or wherever it is, and then watch live or watch later, comment, text, apparently, all that stuff. So aside from the costumes and the showing clips from kind of old interviews and stuff, old smoke sessions, do you have any other big plans for this final episode that you're going to do that maybe you hadn't had a chance to try before, and now sort of this is the opportunity?
No one's pressure. Well, and it's, you know, this is all kind of sudden. It's not like we've had a super long time to prep for it. So I think it's going to be kind of similar to our anniversary show. We've asked a couple of people to maybe, like, send in a video to kind of, like, you know, say goodbye or whatever to the show. So it'll be very similar to that. Just it's only going to be Ray and I in the studio instead of it full like last time. But yeah, I think, like, the clips, we did a few clips like that too on the last one. So very similar to the anniversary show.
Cool. You might see us crying a little bit. So, like, don't judge, right?
Thank you.
But that almost seems like acceptable at this point.
Don't cry.
But in your announcement that this was ending, like, I mean, it was very emotional. Like, for obviously it's a podcast. Obviously it's something that, you know, people kind of casually tune into, but it's clearly an important thing for both of you. You can tell, like, keep watching that announcement, how upset, but you're still, like, happy that you're there together, but there's that kind of sadness to it. I hope that, and it sounds like you will, you'll find something else to put that energy in. Because like you said earlier, that you have a rapport together on camera for sure. That is,
it would
suck to not keep that going somehow.
Yeah, be like, yeah, Cupcake, we're not friends anymore.
I was using you for the images and the thumbnails.
We're breaking up for good now.
I just wanted to give everybody a heads up. I'm on Chin now for my sweating that it dries you up from the inside. So like, I was like, oh, I'm going to be crying with like no tears coming out of the chin. nothing.
That would look bizarre.
Right. I think too, it was like, it's pretty emotional too, because I think Two Big Girls really got us through a lot of hard times in our life, right? It was always like something that we always could like rely on, like every Friday, didn't matter how hard the week was, it's like we knew that we were going to get together and like smoke weed and chill out. And it, like to us, it never mattered how many people were watching us or like what it was about. That's why it's never been scripted. It was like just Cupcake and I hanging out. And then it was like, we'd have guests on and be like, yeah, you can come and hang out with us. We don't know what we're going to talk about, but like, just join the smoke sesh, you know? So I think definitely for me too, it's like hard to let that go because it was just such a big part of my life and I just loved it so much, you know? So yeah, I'm going to get emotional and stuff.
I know, right? Yeah. And like just all the people that we got to like meet over the years, having all the guests, like we would never have met a lot of those people had we not been doing the podcast, right? Yeah. So just really, really, really grateful for just everything. Like I just, yeah, it's amazing to look back at the 6 years and how many people we've met, how many friendships we've created, how many people we've even connected, you know, like through the chat, you know, like people have become friends just through there. Like it's incredible. Yeah. We made it through the pandemic. Ray was kind of like just my person through that. So we did our show like pretty much every Friday and, we've been through a lot.
Yeah. Just want to say sorry to the two people that have our logo and names tattooed on you. Sorry.
Sorry. We're the two big girls. We have our logo.
Yeah, you have it too, right? Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So we're on. Yeah. Like, we're never going to not be the two big girls. So, yeah, I'm not sorry you have us tattooed on you.
That's crazy that people, that's got to be a sign that you're doing something right with the show if people are liking enough to go to that extreme. I mean, getting it on yourselves makes sense a little bit more than somebody else doing it. But yeah, that's cool.
Well, especially our signatures. Yeah, like that was pretty incredible.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I don't think that'll happen with my show. The name is too stupid.
We'll get it tattooed one day.
Absolutely.
Right on. So do you have like, I'm sure this is a stupid question because people have asked me this and I don't know how to answer it either. But like over the course of all these episodes you've done, are there any things that stand out as like highlights? Aside from meeting all the people and sort of creating this community, are there any specific moments in any of these episodes that really like stand out as this is why we're doing this? This is kind of the, it really, this explains why the show is the show, like sort of standouts.
I think for me, honestly, I think it's those moments. It's not even specific moments. I think it's those moments where we are laughing so crying and that our stomachs are like in pain, right? And even though it might just be funny to Cupcake and I, because it's usually just Cupcake and I in the studio, it's like, it's one of those things that almost like resets your entire mood for the week, right? It's like what you needed. And so it's like those moments, right? Or it's like somebody in the chat had said something and we like forgot because it's a 30-second delay. So we forget what they're talking about. And then that gets us going. Like those kind of moments, just like all the pure joy, happiness, and laughter.
Authentic.
That I think, like the belly, like I think those moments for me really, really stand out. And it's like, we have so many of those moments, you know, where it's like, we had to take a break and build like a mushroom moment on because we were laughing so hard, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, we're like snorting and gasping for air.
Yeah, we've had a lot of moments. Yeah, those have been fun.
That's what you should do in the off time before you decide what your next thing is to do. Just make compilations of those parts. Just like, I'm just snort laughing, just like an hour.
Yeah.
Straight laughing. See if anyone actually sits through it.
That's the thing too, right? Because we're getting our Instagram open and stuff. So there's a lot because we have so many clips. There's so many things that we can do, right? Like we can clip out, make little tiny videos and whatever. And it's like, if people still want us to go to their events, like we went to Token Tuesday and I was completely sober and I had a great time.
Cool.
So and because it's not legal to smoke inside of these venues, like I'm okay. So, you know, just because I can't be stoned doesn't mean that I can't appreciate it still and be around with people. So.
Well, yeah, and you know enough about you after doing this for so long. You know enough about that industry and what people are talking about is right in your wheelhouse, even if you're not using it.
Yeah, I can still smell weed, right? I can still appreciate it and smell it, like look at it in its form, right? And so, you know, just because I can't smoke it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So
it smells delicious.
Yeah, it does smell good. What is the... Where can people find the show? I mean, like, obviously, hopefully people listening to this now are people who are already familiar and they're going to tune in on the 25th. But the other thing is this podcast, like your shows, it's out there forever. Someone could find this 3 years before, 3 years from now. And by then the show is long over, but it'll exist online, right? So they can go back if they want to and find it that way. So what's the best way to sort of track you down online and find your shows and anything else?
Well, if you go onto our Instagram, we do have our Linktree link there. So it links back to like specific episodes, all of our other social medias, as well as our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel specifically, it would be the youtube.com/@2BGpodcast. @2BGpodcast is our Instagram handle. I tried to use that for almost all of our handles. So pretty much type that in on any social and you'll find us.
Cool. And then I guess the other thing I was going to ask is about the... You're not in the studio together now. I mean, all of your episodes are sort of recorded in this setup you have. What happens to that? Is that studio just going to sit there sort of waiting for the next thing? Or like, because it's in your house, right?
I'm just hanging out downstairs. I go downstairs and do laundry once a day. So, you know, I say, hey, what's up to it? But I mean, that space is like completely set up. So, I mean, like if we do decide to do, you know, go on a different avenue and do a different live, you know, we just have to redecorate and whatever. Yeah. But all the equipment's down there, everything that we have, all the lights and everything set up down there still. So, you know, Cupcake is going to come over after the Halloween social and kind of our special and kind of take away some stuff, like, you know, take away all the weed and stuff that I can't obviously smoke anymore. Right. So we have like, there's a whole rack downstairs just full of weed things. So, you know, trying to...
So many papers.
Papers and like so many things. So, we'll figure it out. But yeah, it's
ended up a bit. So,
yeah. Is a lot of that stuff just like things people donate to you for the show? Like, because I mean, I get records and stuff from bands all the time, which is great. And I imagine you get a lot of merch as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of weed, lots of mushrooms, lots of merch, like
papers, pipe.
Yeah. Dab rigs.
You should auction it all off or something. Have a yard sale.
Right?
I don't know if you can do that with weed, but yeah.
Well, I don't think we have tons of weed left, but
we have a salad jar. We have the big salad jar full of weed.
I know.
Still, yeah, it's like all the weed leftovers that we've had from every episode has just gone into this jar, and it's like packed now. But yeah, it's crazy.
That's hilarious. Do you have? I know at one point you had like merch for the show and stuff too. Did you get rid of sell that all off, or do you have more of that you're sort of hanging on to? And I ask now because I mean it's not a thing anymore after this next show, right? So. That's right. Is it all out the door, or do you still have like boxes of it hanging around?
No, it's all out the door.
Nice. Gone, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think we kind of like that happened really fast. As soon as we got the merch in, I think people would just bought up the merch fast.
It went really quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you had that cool, your logo is like, obviously you got it tattooed on yourselves. You must like it, but hey, it's a good logo. And you had that drawing of both of your faces where you both look like you're laughing hysterically. Like, and it's pretty good. That was a good, that was your backdrop too, right? You had that in the background of the... That's
really cool. Our shrine to ourselves in the background. Our faces.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty...
The artist that did our logo is actually a tattoo artist now.
Yeah.
That seems appropriate for your show. Yeah.
For sure it does.
Makes sense. So we just one more time, where do people tune in on the 25th to find the show? How do they find it online to watch it live?
Check us out on youtube.com/@2BGpodcast.
Cool.
We'll be going live at 9 p.m. CST.
And then it'll exist forever in the bowels of the internet.
Yeah. Yes. It'll be posted right after our live stream. So if you do miss it, just wait a couple of minutes and it'll be there. But hopefully you can join us live.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. I'm intending to check it out. So hopefully it'll be, I imagine it'll be entertaining at least. If nothing else, it'll be entertaining to watch.
We'll do our best.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.